He's cool, calm, and collected. Of course, we're talking about our commentator, Kevin R. Free, but when he showed up at his high school reunion, he started acting just like a teenager again.
A few weeks ago, I went to my 20-year high school reunion in North Carolina. I had been excited about it for almost a year. I started thinking about it before I even received an invitation. In February, I downloaded the top 100 songs of 1986. In March, I sent an email to the class president asking if he needed help planning it. And in April, I hired a personal trainer to step up my workouts, okay? I don't remember high school that fondly. I struggled with my racial identity, my sexuality, and my family's expectations of me. Sure, I was popular, and I sang and danced my way into the hearts of hundreds. But at the end of the day, I was a gay kid with no sense of fashion who sang less like Stevie Wonder and more like Lionel Richie, with a cheesy little mustache. I have grown so much in the last 20 years that I went to the reunion to come out to the whole class of 1986. I'm black. I'm gay. I have broad shoulders. For the most part, at the reunion, everything old was new again. I was still hanging out with the nerd herd. The African-American members of my class still eyed me with suspicion, as if I were telling race secrets to the cool kids, who were, of course, drunk. But I was determined. I was going to push my agenda no matter what. I saw this one guy who was always so nice to me, despite what the other black kids told him. He asked me if I was still singing. Well, this was my chance. I was going to tell him about the R&B musical I did off-Broadway. I'm still singing. And then I ruined it. I ruined it by saying, yeah, I write music too. Huh? Oh, yeah, dog, I write country music. Hey, where you going? Refusing to be daunted, though, I switched gears and started pushing my gayness on everybody. Oh, no thanks. No fried chicken for me. I'm gay. Imagine my surprise when no one else was surprised. It was unbelievable the way my sexuality was embraced, which led me to wonder why gay marriage was such a hot-button issue in this and other red states in 2004. I was so disappointed. Nobody cared how much I had changed. Then I got my wake-up call. In high school, I had a friend who told me she was in love with me and then never spoke to me again. When she apologized to me at the reunion, I was reluctant to forgive her, even though, after 20 years, she must have really meant it. I mean, is Arianna Huffington really a Democrat now? Is Halle Berry really a good actress now that she has an Oscar? And now that they've both been to rehab, are Mel Gibson and Mark Foley not an anti-Semite and a pervert? I don't know. I have changed so much in 20 years, but I went to my high school reunion still seeking approval from black people, trying too hard to make other people like me, and still disliking the people who weren't nice to me way back when. I guess no matter what we become, we are always and only what we are.
Kevin R. Free is an actor and career coach living in New York City.